morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Fantastic. All right, really good. Gentlemen, we're coming on the heels of celebrating the independence of our country. So today I kind of like to look a little bit at that topic, kind of from an unusual perspective. That couched in what we've been studying topically, and that's discipleship as a way of conforming our lives to the lives of, to the life of Jesus and how we are advancing the kingdom, how we're advancing the way, right, the way that we live. Okay? So the scripture that I've chosen for today's study comes from Matthew's writing, right? The Good News According to Matthew, chapter 25, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 30. So, Russ, would you do us the honors of reading?
Parable of the Talents. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you've entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Throw him away. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Thanks, Russ. What do you hear? What kind of jumps out at you? How about we just go around the room? Russ, you want to start?
To me, it says, I mean, when you decide to follow Christ, to be a believer in God, God will work with what talents you already have, and he will expound on those, give you abilities that you didn't have before, and he expects you to use them for the kingdom. And if you don't, then I mean, what good are you doing? Like, if you're just saying you believe, saying that you trust him and that you're a servant, and you do nothing, then are you really a servant, or are you worth the kingdom? Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. NIV. Mike?
Well, for me, what I see is that doing nothing is worse than making a mistake in your actions. He could have at least deposited the money with the bankers.
Can you expound on that?
Well, he was just possibly in fear. He made no choice. He did nothing. Which is, to me, always worse than doing something. You know, it's you could have at least deposited the money with the bankers.
Do you have anything, Trent?
I'm kind of on the same lines as Russ, kind of with the faith without works. I mean, but it sounds like it's like a hard man to work for, you know? Just, it's not easy. The guy's scared, so he just goes hiding in the ground so he doesn't, if he comes back, he doesn't have nothing. At least he still has something to give. I mean, he's giving it back, so he just doesn't care. He doesn't, you should have did this, you should have did that. I mean, at least he had something to give back to him. It's, something's better than nothing. But I'm with, for the most part, I'm with Russ with the whole faith is how it works. What good are you to the kingdom if you're just hiding away? If you're just sitting there, you call yourself a Christian, but no one else knows it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the man left him in charge of all he owned to each servant. He knew what they could handle. If the man would have just, the man with 1,000 coins would have just invested it, he would have been entrusted with more. Like, as we are here, I mean, we're, you know, each level there's a new devil, as Joyce Meyer would say. So I guess God would never give you more than you can handle, but with what you do have, he has entrusted it to you. So, I mean, if you use it accordingly, you know, you'd be a new level and you'd be entrusted with more. Like this man that had 1,000 coins, he could have been entrusted with 2,000 coins next time, you know, and just moved up from where he was at, but instead he hid the 1,000 coins. So to me, it's about trust and being trusted with more, but instead, you know, he was kicked out.
Good.
The yard, so.
Good. Thanks, Brent. Gab?
Me, I'm kind of looking at it a little different. I'm looking at it as spreading God's word. Two took what they had and went and made a couple of disciples, where the one man took what he had and kept it to himself.
Hmm. Okay. That's good stuff. Dan, you got anything?
Yeah, that was exactly my thoughts. You know, the man left them to do the work. I'm leaving. Don't just sit on this and wait for me.
Okay.
You know, take what you've been given, go out and put it to work. You know, you already pointed out the fact that it's a parable, so this would let me look in that way.
Yeah, okay. Hermeneutically and contextually, we would say that Jesus is coming on the heels of chapter 24, trying to give a little, a couple little insights into the prediction of destruction, so to speak. And then if you back up to the beginning of chapter 25, and it says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this." And he tells a story about the 10 bridesmaids, 10 virgins. And then he starts out in 14, and he says, "For it is as if a man." Well, okay, what is it?
Kingdom.
Yeah, okay, so he's still, here's another story. Right, I told you about the bridesmaids, the virgins. The kingdom of God's a lot like the 10 bridesmaids waiting for the groom. The kingdom of God is also like a man who went out and shared this. So we know topically, Jesus is, and this is one of his last teachings on the kingdom, because we get to chapter 26 and we're going to start looking at his predictions of his own death. And then we get into crucifixion and all that stuff, all right? So for Matthew, we have the kind of the last parable, the last pericope talking on what having Jesus speak about what the kingdom of God is going to be like. Now, Mike, you were pretty insightful. I'm not even sure you and Trent both realize what you said, but let's look at the man who was given the least amount. All right, if you were to look over on verse 25, right, 24b, huh? What's that?
I think he was afraid.
Oh, that's exactly what he says, right? Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. Maybe, I mean, I'm sure for our those who are capitalistic Christians, this is the justification for the investment in capitalism. Oftentimes, this is the pericope that's used precisely for that. So some way or another, Jesus is endorsing that type of monetary system. That is not, I mean, certainly didn't exist in Jesus' day. But common sense would kind of tell us when it comes to taking talents. Now here in this pericope, talent is referring to a monetary conversion. The first one, as I said before we went on the air, is really equivalent to about $2 million. The second one's about $800,000. The last one's about $400,000. Now that's some pretty significant entrustment, don't you think? I mean, when was the last time you loaned somebody, Trent, here's $4. We have a rough time entrusting somebody with $4, let alone $400,000. So there had, even from the master, there has got to be some certain entrustment there to lend somebody, here's 400 grand.
Yeah.
To kind of put it in our contemporary way of thinking. So this is some pretty high level monetary sharing. But I think what Jesus is talking about, the way of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the way of love is like this. It is absent of fear. It's almost as if Jesus is saying, you know, the way of the kingdom is be fearless, including the fear of failure. Now, gentlemen, we come in here and we are broken, and we have a history of addiction, and we're homeless, and on one hand, we are fearful. Now, you know, there's those of us, I mean, we had no fear walking in the crack house, you know, guns flailing and all this other kind of stuff. But I don't think it's so much we're afraid to fail as much as we are afraid to succeed. And if we're going to practice the life of discipleship and advance the kingdom, the community of the beloved, we need to be fearless. Not just fearless of failure, but we need to be fearless in the sense that we just might succeed, which for some of us, we're not real familiar with what that is. And so there, when Jesus says the kingdom of God is a lot like this, it's an expression of freedom. To some extent, the first two, you are now here. Here's $2 million, Brent. You know, here's $800,000, Trent. You know, Dan, you get the $400,000. And basically, gentlemen, I'm going to give you $2 million. I'm going to give you $800,000. And you're free to lose it. That's kind of what God's doing with us when God says, here's the way of love. You are free to give it away. You're free to invest if you want. You're free to advance it. Because Paul will tell us over in Galatians, you know, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. If we read down further in chapter 5 of Galatians, we come to realize Paul is telling us, this love, you are free to love one another. Now, in the original Greek of Matthew, we would find that you know, when Russ read, he used the word servant. But the Greek is doulos. This is a slave. Right? We are slaves of love. The kingdom of God is like this. It's made up of a community of people who are slaves of love. And John writes over in John's first letter, chapter 4, 8 and 16, right? Love casts out all fear. And Jesus says, look at it. If the master has entrusted you with X amount of love, if you have love, I mean, love is the opposite of fear. If you've been entrusted with love, you can't have the fear not to take the risk of sharing it. And the risk is some people may accept it, others may not. You might fail, but you got to take that risk. Others like to receive the love, you know, kind of the altar call salvation love stuff, you know, rid myself of my guilty conscience type, and then just hang on to it for themselves. Along that lines, you're kind of right there, Kevin. If we're going to share the good news, what is the good news? The good news is, you know what? Love's here. This is what it looks like. This is how we live in it. We're disciples of it, working to establish a community that's grounded in it. It makes that visibly tangible. Closing thoughts, comments, questions.
Was this punishment pretty harsh? Or?
Well, again, we're talking about a parable, so Jesus is trying to teach us a lesson. So parables are instruments for teaching. And you have to say that, you know, if we understand this love, and we're not talking about some emotional state. We're talking about agape. We're talking about something that is in action. And if you're giving this and you're doing nothing with it, can you say that you really have it? No. Well, in a sense, if you don't have it, then how can you be in it? I mean, if we're going to say this good news, what Kevin was talking about, you know, if we're entrusted with this good news is what?
Yeah.
It, for Jesus, it's his proclamation that the kingdom of God, which we come to best understand as this way of willing the good of others, this way of establishing community and practicing it, this way of love is here. It's in you. It's around you. Do something with it. If you don't do anything with it, you don't have it. The only thing you can do with love is give it away. You cannot hoard it. You cannot bury it. And so if that's what you choose to do, then yeah, obviously you're out. You're not really advancing or participating in the way of love. And if we've encountered this grace that showers us with this love, and we still give power to fear, then it's hard to say that we have it. So, gentlemen, I would encourage you to embrace the freedom that really comes from being a disciple of Jesus and participating in the community that we understand as the kingdom of God, the way of love. And we do that with the freedom from fear. The freedom from fear is precisely what empowers us to love one another. Okay, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.